It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we discussed with our broadcast partners the issues of today, and we talked to these partners from all parts of the world. In Washington, D.C., we had Ken Timmerman. We talked about the U.N. speeches of President Obama and President Rouhani of Iran. And we discussed also that over half of the Syrian opposition would be radical Islamist jihadist. That has caused some real problems in the opposition in their effort to take down Bashar Assad. The Islamic terror groups, they are targeting Christians around the world. Ken Timmerman and I discussed that as well. With our Middle East news update, Jerusalem journalist David Dolan talked about Israel's response to the Obama speech at the UN and the Rouhani speech and his charm offensive. Prime Minister Netanyahu says he has to warn the world in his speech there at the UN General Assembly. And Hamas has threatened a third intifada. We discussed how that may be a viable possibility for the Hamas Islamic terrorist. We talked with Winky Medad. He moved out to correct President Obama on the terms West Bank and occupied territories. You need to re-listen to that. Go to our website to do it. David Wilder from Hebron, we talked about how there has been an attack on an Israeli Defense Force soldier, a Palestinian sniper, killed the soldier, and the ramifications of all that's going on. Dr. Rob Congdon looking at the European Union, and Angela Merkel has been re-elected as Chancellor of Germany. Now she faces the tough challenge of putting together a coalition government. Also, we talk with Rob about the neo-Nazi rise in Greece and how they may bring down the Grecian government. It's going to be destabilizing whatever they may do as well. Jim Jr. and I talked about the fact that he is on a mission to Romania this next week. He'll be teaching Romanian Christian leaders Bible prophecy. I believe he's going to focus on the book of Daniel. We would encourage you to pray for Jim in his ministry there and pray for those who will be coming to the conference that their minds be open. They never have understood eschatology the way that we teach it right here on Prophecy Today. We also had some Prophecy Q&A. You might want to re-listen to that. You can listen to all of these broadcast partners by going to our website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. That's radio when you want it, at your convenience, when it's good for you to listen to it. That's prophecytoday.com, PTRN. And be sure to tell a friend about all of these conversations. They need to listen to them as well. But as I take a look at the book right now, I want to go back to what President Obama had to say when he addressed the United Nations General Assembly in New York City. He said that Judea and Samaria, he referred to them as the West Bank, must be evacuated, and the Jewish settlers are occupying that land, which the Jewish settlers say belongs to them because God has given it to them. You know, the League of Nations, which was the forerunner of the United Nations today, says that the Jews are not occupying that land. They won this land as a result of a war when a group of nations tried to form a coalition and wipe them off the face of the earth at the beginning of their existence back in 1948. These areas may well be disputed territories, but they are not occupied territories. This is today a political debate that is going on, and it's going to continue to go on until Jesus Christ comes back. You know, from a biblical perspective, this land does belong to the Jewish people. God has given them this land, but they will not have all the land that he has promised them until the second coming of Jesus Christ. Here's what the Word of God has to say about the land that has been promised to the Jewish people. God made a promise to Abraham back in Genesis chapter 12 and also in chapter 15 that he was going to make Abraham the father of the Jewish people and they would be a nation forever. Now, in order to have a nation, you must have a piece of real estate. So in Genesis 12 and 15, the Lord does promise these Jewish people, the descendants of Abraham, a piece of real estate. Let me remind you, Abraham fathered the Jewish people, not the Arab people. That's foretold there in Genesis chapter 10, because in Genesis chapter 10, there were already Arab nations in existence, and that's some 262 years before Abraham comes on the scene in Genesis chapter 12. By the way, that son called Ishmael of Abraham and Hagar, chapter 17 and verse 20, would be the father of only one nation, and chapter 25 describes that piece of real estate as Saudi Arabia of today. The land covenant promises the Jewish people that he will give them a piece of real estate. The land covenant, Deuteronomy chapter 30. And this piece of land will be 10 times what they have today. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 34, the Lord says 18 times, I will. And in about the first 8 times he makes that statement, I will, he's talking and referring to the land that he has promised to give the Jewish people. The 36th chapter of the book of Ezekiel talks about the land of Israel, and the Lord tells Ezekiel to preach to the land and says that it's going to be better than when he gave this land to their forefathers. That's going to be an amazing time in the future. By the way, chapter 36 of Ezekiel, verse 22, says that God does not do this for Israel or Judah, but he does it for his holy name's sake. When he could swear by nothing greater, he swore by his name that he would give the land to these people. Today, only 10% of the land promised to the Jewish people, that land's going to be fought over until Jesus Christ comes back. The Islamic world, they want that land as well. But God's people, the Jewish people, will, with his power, prevail and get the land that he has promised to give them. This happens again, as I said, at the second coming of Jesus Christ. Until that time, conflict will continue. The problem being, of course, that the Jews believe the Bible. Hafez al-Assad, former president of Syria, said that was the problem in the Middle East. They believe God has given them all of this land. Well, that is the case. It's going to be theirs ultimately when Bible prophecy is fulfilled. But before that time, before the prophecies are fulfilled, there must be another event in history that will take place, and that is the rapture. They're going to be fighting over that land until Jesus Christ comes back and gives it to the Jewish people. But let me tell you when that's going to happen: after the rapture of the church. And in essence, that rapture could happen at any moment, especially with what we discussed on the broadcast today. And having said that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until.
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us again next week for more of Prophecy Today.